final primary push in New Hampshire.
Talking to voters, phone calling, canvassing the streets, putting out the literature.
Campaigns and candidates in overdrive.
If you're not going to vote for me, do not vote.
Super Bowl 50 celebration. Denver's defense dominates.
Amazing. That's all I can say. Amazing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the home stretch in New Hampshire with tomorrow's first-in-the-nation presidential primary.
Donald Trump, you're the loser.
Jeb Bush and other Republicans trying to chip away at Donald Trump's lead in the polls. Trump on CBS this morning.
Jeb's a loser. He spent $110 million so far. He's at the bottom of the pack or toward the bottom of the pack. He's going nowhere.
Our CBS News team coverage in New Hampshire begins with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
You guys better vote for me.
With Donald Trump topping polls on the eve of the primary, the other GOP contenders seem to be vying for second place here.
I believe
Ted Cruz won Iowa, but he hasn't polled as well in New Hampshire.
I'm asking you for your vote.
Marco Rubio appeared to lose his footing at Saturday's debate. Chris Christie slammed him for sticking to talking points.
I think it changes the entire race.
Christie and fellow governors John Kasich and Jeb Bush are hoping to appeal to moderates.
Strength is measured by the respect you earn.
A strong finish for Bush would keep his campaign afloat. This past weekend, Trump made fun of him for bringing his 90-year-old mother out on the trail.
No, he needed help. Mommy, please come walk in the snow, Mom. I like his mother, but I don't like that stuff.
I'm here.
Democrat Hillary Clinton left New Hampshire yesterday to rally for the people of Flint, Michigan.
Flint's water was poison.
Clinton called on Congress to pass federal relief for the city. Her campaign hopes voters see it as an example of Clinton taking action. At a rally in Portsmouth yesterday, Bernie Sanders promised his proposals for free college tuition and universal health care are more than just pie-in-the-sky ideas.
We will get them done because people will demand that they get done.
Sanders continues to enjoy a lead in the polls here. Clinton has suggested that's because Sanders is from neighboring Vermont, but Mike doesn't buy that.
I think it's his message more than proximity of next state over.
Older New Hampshire voters actually prefer Clinton, but close to 9 in 10 of those under 40 tell pollsters they would vote for Sanders.
I just think he has a lot more to offer us.
Young supporters say Sanders speaks to their economic anxieties. Leah is 20.
I think young people especially are looking to live the American dream that our parents told us about, but that just becomes increasingly inaccessible.
Officials here expect a record turnout tomorrow. CBS's Barry Bagnato reports now on the efforts to mobilize voters.
Drive out of Manchester, miles from the campaign hubbub, to this picture postcard New England town. Turn left on a country lane, and next to the woods is Camp Cruz.
Older people, younger people from Texas, Alabama, Rhode Island, the West Coast.
Karina Raposa sharing a dorm and Ted Cruz get out the vote duties.
Our daily prayer, then go door to door. Then we make phone calls until later in the night.
The ground game is on, from Hillary Clinton surprising Manchester homeowners.
Oh my gosh!
To Bernie Sanders door knockers.
Sure.
Trudging through snow.
Maplewood, 641 and 553.
Mapping strategy.
We had one woman tell us that she was going to ski if the vote she had to.
Donald Trump isn't doing these traditional things to reach voters believing with celebrity and message he can trump them. But the GOP race is still volatile and lots of voters like these in a bowling alley bar remain up for grabs.
It's just a hard choice, that's all. Tricky.
The candidates just don't grab me. There's just a lot of rhetoric.
Can you find yourself walking into the booth and making the decision right then?
Yes, I can. I can.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Chester, New Hampshire.
The Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 50. Touching off fan celebrations from Santa Clara, California, where the big game was played, to the Mile High City.
For all of the people in Denver, it really was an amazing performance.
I bleed orange and blue. Are you kidding me? I've been a Broncos fan since the day I came home. Brought home in a Bronco blanket.
Payne Manning all the way.
CBS's Steve Futterman says Denver put the clamps on the Carolina Panthers 24-10 to take the team's third Super Bowl crown.
It was a game that was dominated by the Denver defense.
The ball ripped away. It rolls into the end zone. It's recovered.
The Bronco defense held the Carolina Panthers, the highest scoring offense in the NFL, to its lowest point total of the year. Denver linebacker Von Miller was the game's most valuable player. He was responsible for two fumbles that led to touchdowns.
You know what type of game we can play.
and we just focused around that.
As for Denver quarterback Peyton Manning, at 39, he became the oldest winning quarterback in Super Bowl history. He was efficient, but not spectacular. Many believe this was his final game, but afterwards Manning said he will need some time to decide.
I think I'll make a good decision. I think I'll be at peace with it.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, California.
Well, advertisers had a lot riding on the Super Bowl, too.
See the guy taking my little girl out, huh?
Yep.
You know, why don't you go ahead and take my new car?
That Hyundai ad with Kevin Hart as an overprotective father took top spot in USA Today's ad poll during the game. Doritos commercials.
He's eating Doritos on my ultrasound.
And the running wiener dogs for Heinz were also in the top five. There's a blizzard warning for parts of the Northeast. Coastal Massachusetts could get around a foot of snow. Schools are closed in and around Boston and Providence, Rhode Island. American UN Ambassador Samantha Power says a new resolution aimed at North Korea over a rocket launch and apparent nuclear test will include what she calls unprecedented measures.
We will be looking to all council members to unite around a swift and aggressive response to this very direct threat to global peace and security.
The council yesterday, in an emergency meeting, condemned the North's rocket launch, not a southern Taiwan. At least four people pulled alive from an apartment building that collapsed in the earthquake over the weekend. That quake killed at least 37 people. Well, gasoline prices continue to fall. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average for a gallon of regular is now $1.82.
The average gasoline price is down 8 cents over 2 weeks, and it's down 23 cents over the past month.
Prices are the highest in Los Angeles at $2.62 a gallon. Tulsa's the low at $1.44. Chipotle for lunch? Not today.
Across the country, the Mexican food chain is opening at 3 p.m. rather than the usual 11 a.m. just before the lunchtime rush. It's so workers can be a part of a company-wide meeting on food safety at its nearly 2,000 stores after an E. coli outbreak that started in October sickened more than 500 people in 11 states.
It really makes you question what they're serving.
My wife eats here enough where she'd probably be dead if it was that serious.
Sales slid 36% last month, and Chipotle executives say they're launching a huge marketing effort this week to try and gain customers' trust back. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Not only did North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory watch the Panthers lose the Super Bowl in person, the car he was in after the game was rear-ended leaving the stadium. His office says McCrory suffered minor pain but was able to continue on in another car. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.